It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Did you hear that? They said splendiferous.
Splendiferous.
The new Mighty Avengers used the word splendiferous for Spider-Man yesterday.
They did.
Or Spider-Hero, whatever.
Spider-Hero.
I made a word that Marvel used.
Same word. How do you feel?
I feel pretty great.
Splendiferous, maybe?
Splendiferously sensational. That's two words that they use to talk about Spider-Man. Good morning, Albuquerque.
Yeah, just Albuquerque.
And surrounding cities, if you're listening to translators, that are not the app, that are not online.
The app has failed.
We have a crazy power outage going on right now, thanks to this awesome weather. So, hey, real quick, say a prayer for Static Radio. Trying to get everything up and going. And, yeah, we're running around like mad.
We want that app to work.
Yeah, we want that webcam to work.
Yep.
So, it is Wednesday morning, and it's day one of what is going to be the next 2 weeks of our lives. We're kicking off the fair.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's
the
happening.
Fair.
It's happening today. We'll be out there broadcasting live from 2 to 5 p.m., and the weather decided to pick the perfect time to just start getting monsoony and crazy.
Monsoony.
Yeah, so we're pretty stoked. But anyways.
I'm stoked.
I know you've never been to our fair before.
I'm not really stoked. I'm kind of bumming out.
Because everything's down right now?
Yeah, I'm sad.
It's
my
crazy.
Friends at home that usually listen can't listen.
Yeah. So we are diligently working on that. Hopefully it'll be up soon. For everybody in the Albuquerque area who likes to listen through the app when they get to work or through their computer, I promise we'll get that back soon. And very soon.
Soon and very soon.
Yeah.
We will get the app back on.
Yeah.
Bah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yesterday was New Music Tuesday, and we added... Well, we played a bunch of songs.
Yeah, we really did.
We played a bunch of songs.
A bunch of new culture shocks. We got a lot of suggestions from people. And if you would like to suggest new music for Static Radio, it's easy. studio@mystaticradio.com. I talked to Lauren yesterday from Tooth & Nail. It looks like we're going to be getting a new Dustin Kensrew single this Friday.
Neato.
Yeah, no. I'm excited. Dustin's got a new solo project coming out at the beginning of October, and you know we're going to be doing something with that, so...
Yeah.
While we are down and have a moment of chill time, let's take a random phone call. Static.
Yo, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, for the record, that Exilla on the Android market, Exilla Light, I think it is, you can still listen to Static there.
Yeah?
I think.
And it works?
I think so.
That's awesome.
I don't know. I got rid of Android. Now I stepped up to the iPhone, so I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Did you see the release of all the new iPhones?
Yeah, you got rid of it so you could get an iPhone just in time for them to announce two new iPhones.
That doesn't surprise me. I got it for free, one of them free upgrades. I got iPhone 4.
There you go. That's what we're rocking.
Yep.
Like champions.
Champion.
We're hipsters.
Champion.
So the 5, the 5SC, TSC? We don't need that. We got the 4.
4.
Right?
We don't need... Oh, we don't have Siri. Yeah, that's right. We don't have Siri. We don't have a robot bugging us all the time.
Yeah, it's called an encyclopedia.
Yeah, it was back in the day before they had, like, crazy computers talking us through our phones. Yeah, we're cool.
Right?
I wouldn't give me a pager.
Yes!
You don't want a pager. Pagers are just too... They're too bulky.
Oh, I love the pager, bro.
And you can never remember if you hit the pound sign before or after your numbered message.
Oh,
it's just a bunch of mess.
Yeah, that's true. Right on.
Right on.
All right, man. Thanks
for the call. Have a good morning.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, just so you know, I'm calling from Silver City, and thankfully you guys are still on the air.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Glad to hear.
Otherwise, my morning would suck.
Yes.
Hey, you guys wake me up every morning.
I don't know if you knew this, but my mom was born in Silver City.
Yeah, you've told me that like 4 times.
He tells everybody that.
I know.
Would you go ahead?
And Mitch's brother went to college here.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead and just tell the rest of Silver City that Steve-O's mom was born there. And take care of it for us. Thank you.
The sad part is Steve-O's mom's hospital is probably the one that was torn down.
Oh, that's messed up.
Well, I'm just saying it was really an old hospital, and it was like.
Are you saying my mom's really old?
Yeah,
what's wrong with
that's
you?
That's what she was saying.
No, what is?
No, I'm not saying your mom's really old. I'm just saying the hospital was really old.
Hey, can I ask you something?
They built a new hospital.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Why did you call and start insulting Steve-O's mom? I'm kidding.
I needed to liven up to show you guys we're just scrambling.
We are scrambling. It's craziness over here.
We're bumfuzzled.
Yeah.
Well, don't be so bumfuzzled, because if you're reaching Silver City, the chances of you guys reaching other places are good.
That's true.
Thank you for
calling.
That's true.
Yeah. Thanks for the
encouragement. Have a good morning.
All right. Later. Shout out to Silver City, the birthplace of my mom.
Shout out to Matthew from Albuquerque. He's probably on his way to Volcano Vista High School right now.
Not calling in.
Not calling.
I'm a little shocked, to be honest.
Yeah.
We used to get those phone calls every day. I don't
shock
know
what
happened. Shock and all. Yeah. Get it. Static shock.
Static shock.
Man, terrible. All right. I'm going to keep scrambling.
That's fine. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to put a post on Facebook and alert the mass media. We're going to have a press conference.
Breaking news up next.
Now.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Good news, everyone. This is time for breaking news, and the first item of news is that the app is working.
Yes!
It was not working. Now it is. Steve-O and Steve-er figured out how to turn it back on.
Boo-yah.
Without emailing Sam, the tech guy.
Yeah. We did it, everybody.
They did it themselves.
We did it.
Okay. What was it? Oh, yeah. Breaking news.
Yeah.
Let's get to it. According to a new study, kids who make music turn out to be nicer.
Huh.
And they develop better social skills.
Okay.
So
kids make music.
Make music. You will be nicer and you will have more friends. Possibly.
Yeah,
maybe not.
I don't know.
Researchers say that their findings indicate that sitting for long periods make you more inclined to be depressed.
Really?
Yes. That is true. The Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam unveiled a recently discovered masterpiece by Vincent Van Gogh. I saw this on the internet the other day. They discovered it.
Like a new Van Gogh?
It's not brand new, of course.
Well, I mean,
But
new to
us. It was not printed in a 3D printer. That's for sure. Yes, a new Van Gogh. My wife sent me this video yesterday, and here it is in the news. Man wakes up with amnesia, can't believe how hot his wife is. Wait, not many couples get the chance to see each other with fresh eyes. And by fresh eyes, I mean as if you'd never seen your spouse before in your entire life. One lucky man got that chance. Jason Mortensen woke up from hernia surgery to see his wife's lovely face, but he had amnesia and had no idea who she was. Apparently, it's a pretty common thing if you have like an intense surgery to wake up with some form of like amnesia. Not know where you are and not know the people around you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, as far as he could tell, she was the hottest woman he'd ever laid eyes on. In the video that she took, he goes on and on about how pretty she is, and then when she kindly informs him that she's his wife, he goes nuts. So we need to watch that video. I want to see that!
I do too. That's pretty awesome. That's the power of love, buddy.
That is power of love. That's all for that story.
But I want to hear Huey Lewis in the news. Fine, okay, we can get back to breaking news.
Right now you're hearing Mateo in the breaking news.
Yeah!
You better get it right. NASA to open salad bar on space station. You think there's anything more important than that?
I mean, come on.
Huey Lewis in the news. If this is it, please let me know.
Jerk.
You might enjoy the packages of freeze-dried astronaut ice cream.
I do.
Found at many a museum. Many a museum gift shop. But real space food isn't known for being nearly as delicious. But this December, NASA's going to change that. They have plans to launch 6 romaine lettuce plants to the International Space Station, where they will be grown under pink LED lights and ready to harvest in 28 days. The lettuce plants are the inaugural part of NASA's vegetable production system. This is real life.
Nope.
Which, if successful, could help offset much of the $10,000 it costs to send a pound of food.
$10,000? That's some serious shipping.
Yeah, but here's the deal. If you get the lettuce up there, and if it grows, then you never have to send lettuce up there again.
I know. I'm just thinking about, like, eBay and Craigslist. Like, imagine an astronaut trying to sell something on eBay.
Hey, space lettuce.
It's like, hey, man, check this out. This thing is, we got it cheap. $14. By the way, shipping, $10,000.
$10,000. Space lettuce. If you would like some space lettuce, just hit me up.
It's really cheap.
My eBay name is Spaceman 43,149. Will Apple's new iPhone turn your fingerprints over to the NSA?
I know. That was one of the first things I thought of.
Though the new iPhone 5S unveiled Tuesday has a built-in fingerprint scanner.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bet on the U.S. government getting access to your prints through the device. Don't bet on it.
Yeah, of course, don't bet on it.
Apple's not going to sell us out.
Oh, yeah.
At least that's the company line from Apple. The company was a reported partner in the NSA's surveillance programs and confirmed it hands over user data when mandated by the government. Apple's senior vice president said Tuesday that the fingerprint data would be encrypted, stored locally on each phone's processor. It never goes up to the cloud or Apple servers.
No, yeah, I totally
believe
that.
We shall see.
Totally believe that. Just saying.
Parents are baffled by some of the terms kids are using in online chats.
What? Whoops, wrong one.
Which one were you going to press? I'll read it again. All right, hang on. Let me read it again. All right. Parents are baffled by the terms kids use in online chats. Well done.
Yeah, thanks.
A new poll reveals the obvious. Majority of parents admit they don't understand the words their children frequently use online.
Like twerk. You had to show me what that was like 2 weeks ago.
It was really interesting.
So I was like, what? Yeah. You're like twerking. You've never heard of twerking? I'm like,
so then I just,
no.
I just.
And then you're like, what?
Got up on the wall.
What? Webcam? Webcam?
I was shaking my booty.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's what it
Steve
is.
Steve was like, I can do that. And then Chrissy got home and we were just dancing and twerking.
Hi, honey.
She was like, hate you. That's what she said to me. Only a handful of parents could decipher that savage actually means good.
And savage?
YOLO means you only live once. The poll also found that just under half of parents don't monitor their children's online activity. That's a good idea.
Has anyone ever heard anyone else use the word savage? Bro, that's so savage.
It sounds like something that, like in the 80s, if there was a movie about the future,
yeah,
they were saying that in the future. They were going, yeah, dude, savage.
Bro.
Savage.
So savage. Did you see that?
And then Marty McFly was like, what does that mean? Oh, dude, it's like the best.
Yeah, obviously.
Savage, man.
Did you see the last episode of Breaking Bad? So savage.
Buh. Other terms. Dece means decent. Ream is cool. Techers are your skills.
Shut up. I've never heard of any of these.
Ratchet, unpleasant. I've heard of that. Noob, stupid, or an inexperienced player.
Right. Like a noob. Got that one.
Yeah.
I've never used that one.
There you go, guys. If somebody walks up to you and say, hey, bro, you got Dece Techers, man.
Savage.
That is a compliment. They are not insulting you. Don't punch them. But if they walk up to you and they're like, girl, you ratchet. Boom! Hit him in the face!
I thought ratchet was good!
No, ratchet, well, it's a useful tool.
Uh-huh.
Like a hand tool.
Right.
But if you are described as ratchet, it means you are skanky.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Or
unpleasant.
Learn. Unpleasant.
Root word.
Why would you be unpleasant? Bad. You know how often I need to use a ratchet?
That's the thing.
I'm just saying, it's like useful. Hey, man, that's so
Do
that
you
so
use
ratchet
it a lot?
No.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that. I'm here for the parents. I'm trying to help you guys understand
what's
going
please.
On.
Yeah, please.
And other news. This is going to make me, Dawn, and at least Chrissy, maybe you, Steve-O. Probably not.
I doubt it, yeah.
I know it's going to make Dawn and Chrissy upset.
Uh-oh.
Pink Slime goes back to school.
Wait, what?
They know what I'm talking about. Looks like Jamie Oliver battle against Pink Slime isn't over yet. Okay. Turns out the slime, or lean, finely textured beef, in quotation marks, is making its way back into school lunches. The product, which caused plenty of drama last year in the form of factory shutdowns, Chapter 11 filings, and a slew of media reports denouncing the pink slime, is actually beef trimmings treated with ammonia that are often used to fill up your ground beef.
Ugh.
That's fine. Ammonia-laced ground beef. That's not poison or anything.
Dude, that's so ratchet.
It's not going to kill. There you go. Yeah.
Boom!
I feel like both of us being in our 30s and saying ratchet automatically makes it horrible. People hearing it, that people that just heard you say, that's ratchet, they were probably like,
I'm
never saying that word. Which is good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start calling everything ratchet. So everybody will stop saying that because that's stupid.
It's a stupid word.
That in itself is ratchet.
Yeah.
Gosh, I feel like an idiot saying that. Last year, all but three states denounced the meat. Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota were the only states that decided, hey, it's cool if our kids eat ammonia-laced beef. That's fine. But as of September 3rd, seven states have put in orders for 2 million pounds of potentially pink slime ammonia-laced killer beef to be served in the 2013-2014 school year, in addition to the original three. Illinois, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and your home state of Texas have also put in orders. The states themselves do not decide what type of beef to buy. Rather, these decisions are made on the local level. A spokesman for the Texas Department of Agriculture said it has always remained the same. It's a local decision. Schools have the option to request the type of beef they want to serve, and USDA fulfills those orders. The local schools are saying it's okay for your kids to eat beef with ammonia-laced filling stuff. That is a poison.
Mm-hmm.
If your kids eat a lot of this stuff and then they're getting sick later, it's because they ate ammonia-laced beef.
Yep.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
And we have some other breaking news that we will cover later in the morning show.
All right.
That's all you got.
That's all for breaking news. Moving directly into one of our favorite moments of the day.
Yes.
It's 6:47. We're behind thanks to like the app going down.
App going down.
Thanks to the power outage. Thanks to everything.
Everything being totally ratchet.
Steve, it's time for birthdays.
Hey, it's the 254th day of 2013.
Are you playing music right now?
Yeah.
Because I'm not hearing
anything. It's not happening.
Here you go.
Yeah!
It is the 254th day of 2013. 111 days on 9/11.
111.
Yeah.
Wah-wah-wah-wah.
Hey, by the way, well, anyway, we'll get to that later. All right, let's go to birthdays.
Okay.
Back in the 70s... every tween dude was pretty much into this gal.
Farrah Fawcett.
And you know, no, tween. Every tween.
Every tween in the 70s.
Yeah, she was on the show Family and Empty Nest. You will never guess this.
Murphy Brown.
No, it's Christy McNichol.
Christy McNichol.
Yeah.
She was in that show Empty Nest?
Yeah, and Family.
Dude, she's so
ratchet.
With
I can't think of anyone who was on that
Steve,
show.
We're fitting in with the youth right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we just found out all the new like words that we need to say.
Yeah,
nice. So that we seem younger. Peachy Keen.
No,
that's cool, man.
what was her name? Christy McNichol.
Yeah.
She is 67.
That sounds like a name from the 70s.
Yeah, Christy McNichol. She was so ratchet in the 70s.
No. In the 70s, she was the bee's knees, man.
She was.
Let's see.
I was trying to think of some stupid word we used back then.
What about this one?
She was bad.
She was bad.
Yes.
Meredith Baxter Burney was on that show.
No idea. Was she bad?
Yeah.
She was so ratchet.
All the 20-some-year-old guys back then thought she was pretty all that.
And a bag of chips?
She was savage.
And a bag of chips.
Did they say that in the 70s were chips? It's
Christy McNichol's birthday. We're still on the first birthday of the morning.
Oh, my bad. You said 67. I say 71.
She's 51.
51.
51.
I'm very, very good at math.
You threw me off. You said the tweens in the 70s, so.
Yeah. From Field of Dreams, she played Kevin Costner's wife. Also, Marilyn Dunham, Olivia Dunham's sister on Fringe.
I love Fringe!
Amy Madigan celebrating a birthday today. Kind of like short blonde hair, kind of scratchy voice.
Yes. Wait. I thought she played her mom on Fringe.
Oh, you're right. She did. You are correct.
Man, I love that show. Did you ever finish it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't finish it. Don't tell me.
I'm going to tell you the end of it.
No! I haven't finished it either,
I'm
so
going to tell both of you the end of it.
Shut your pie hole.
All right.
She is 52.
56.
63.
Man.
Gosh,
63. Way off today. Hey!
Yeah, my song!
Joe Montana's birthday.
Nope, sports reporter Leslie Visser.
Troy Aikman.
Celebrating her birthday.
Leslie Visser. Sports. 42.
43.
60.
60.
Right?
Right?
Obviously.
Said 60 there at the
end.
All
right, I got this next one for Matt.
Yeah.
Ready?
It's me.
Yep.
Spider-Man.
Nope.
Tornadoes.
No, I guess I can't play
Sharks.
It until after the commercial plays on.
Is it Jurassic Park?
No.
Is it John Hammond?
No, from Gilmore Girls, Scott Patterson today, celebrating a birthday.
Who is that?
Right. Yeah, I know exactly who that is.
I've never watched Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
I haven't.
Whatever.
I didn't realize that what's-her-face from Bridesmaids, the funny one, Melissa McCarthy.
Uh-huh.
Apparently she was on Gilmore Girls.
Oh.
Okay.
And I had no idea.
See, and I would the funny one, I would have said Kristen Wiig because she was the funny one.
Every one of those ladies was funny.
Scott Patterson, Gilmore Girls.
I don't know. What? 26, 30, 4.
55.
50. Or 55. That's fine. I totally know who that is. Totally know who that
is. Let me see if I can actually play something now. I love power outages.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, pretty much can't.
Pretty much can't.
Okay. Pretty much cannot do this.
Yeah.
Hey, just start singing it.
Okay. Say it's your birthday.
No, ba-na-na-na,
bang, bang, bang.
No, he was trying to play another song. You don't know what it is.
Would you like for me to sing a song for you right
sure.
now?
Sure.
I'm gonna be a mighty king.
No!
Enemies beware.
Why do you always go to the Lion King?
I've never seen our king of beasts with quite so little hair. Gonna be the main event that no king was before.
Oh, Stever, please do something.
Brushing up.
That was a pretty good Rowan Atkinson. That was pretty good.
Yeah, Matt.
Is this?
Yes.
Is this Hell on Wheels?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anson Mount?
No.
Dang it.
No, actually, Virginia Madsen, she plays...
Hey!
Hannah,
she was in Highlander, too.
She plays Hannah Durant, Mr. Durant's wife.
Yes.
She was in a show that they filmed here that
Sideways.
Lasted like three episodes.
She's on Sideways, American Dreams, Virginia Madsen.
Yes, dude.
She's not the main girl, is she?
Did you ever see the Highlander?
On what? No, she's Mr. Durant's wife.
Yeah, okay. 33.
Oh, my gosh. 46.
52.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting I had the wrong one.
52. I wonder if I'm going to be able to play anything yet here. Let me try this now.
Man, that show is better and better.
By the way, we love power outages.
Yeah, power outages here. Pretty amazing.
No. No.
I could go into another...
No, we'll just do birthdays.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
So from, let's see, a director of movies, including the...
Oliver Stone.
Including The Untouchables, Scarface, and Mission Impossible. Brian De Palma.
Brian De Palma.
Sweat. Totally known. 65.
68.
He's 48.
Totally don't know.
No, he's not. He's 73.
Oh! I was going to say Scarface and he's 48? How old was he? He was...
Psych!
He was 16.
Let's bring that back. That's so ratchet.
Psych! Oh, wizard.
All right, this is going to be really boring because all we got is stupid birthday music now. Moby's birthday is today.
Hey!
He's 48. That's when I gave away.
Yeah. Oh.
All right.
48.
And one of the newest American Idol judges celebrating a birthday.
Simon Cowell.
Nope.
Mariah Carey.
Nope.
Nicki Minaj.
Not Oliver Stone. What is that dude's name? Keith Urban.
No, I don't think he's done it yet. He's going to be in the next season.
Oh, why are you talking to us about this? Like, I don't even know who
you
is...
You don't watch the news?
No. Who's an American Idol judge this year?
Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like Kerry Connick.
He was great in Independence Day.
Yeah, he was. And Memphis Belle.
He was also in Hope Floats.
Mm.
He was also in a movie called Copycat with Sigourney Weaver that scared the pee out of me.
All right, well, since you know all of his movies, how old is he?
He is 52.
54.
46.
Yep.
Nailed it.
Rapper Ludacris celebrating a birthday today.
Luda!
Yeah.
What? Act a fool!
33,
Luda?
Going for it.
36.
Ludacris today actually turned 36.
Hey! What? Check it out.
ADM. Luda, act a fool. What you gonna do?
Rap music.
I'm all rapping, y'all. I'm Ludacris. I'm in the Fast and the Furious. Luda.
Rap.
What are you doing?
Rapping. What do you mean? We're rapping.
It's called rap music.
Gosh,
it's...
obviously you don't know what rapping is.
You're ratchet.
Gosh, so ratchet.
You think I'm ratchet?
We're so cool, man.
Oh, my gosh.
He sounded fine when
we're
he
so
said
we're so ravaged.
It. He said you think
what
I'm
is that
ratchet.
Word? What's the word?
Savage.
Savage.
We're not ravaged. That's No. Savage is what he meant. Savage.
Drummer Mickey Hart of the Grateful Dead today, celebrating a birthday.
Oh, cool. Is he still alive? I guess he has to be if we're celebrating his birthday. 67.
73.
70.
Oh.
And we are two dates.
Yes. Let's get this over with.
Let's really try to get this over with as soon as we possibly can.
Nah, man. I
did get my music back, by the way.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, so on this date, in what year did the Beatles record their first singles, Love Me Do and P.S. I Love You, at EMI Studios in London?
Well, it's obviously got to be in the 40s.
Yeah, because it's in London.
I'm going to say 59. No, Hound Dog was 56, right? 54, 56. Was Elvis way before the Beatles, or are they around the same time?
They're kind of around the same time.
I'm going to go with 1959.
1961.
62.
Good guess, though.
Yeah, it's kind of a good guess. All right, on this date, in what year was the hit record broken, Ty Cobb's career record, and this guy hit his 4,192nd hit?
Wow.
Steve-O?
Talking about the great Pete Rose?
Yep, Pete Rose, Cincinnati Reds, Big Red Machine.
Should be in the Hall of Fame, Pete Rose?
I don't know.
He should be in the Hall of Fame. He didn't cheat his body. He didn't do drugs. He cheated the game, but he's still the greatest hitter in baseball.
Yeah.
Should be in the Hall of Fame.
Hey.
Okay, so
calm down.
Pete Rose did that in what year?
82.
83.
85. 85. Nice try, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I've been off by 3 years every time.
Today.
Oh, yes.
Today's several things. Obviously, today you want to find a service person, a police officer, a fire person, a first responder. Give them a big hug.
Yes, absolutely.
9/11.
9/11.
Today is Libraries Remember Day. It's National Day of Service and Remembrance. Patriot Day, Remember Freedom Day,
yeah.
Hot Cross Bun Day.
Yeah.
I mean, because that fits.
Yeah.
To me, that
it's
fits.
Comfort food.
Yeah.
Make Your Bed Day.
Nope.
And No News is Good News Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which kind of,
It's kind of ironic.
And that is all.
All right. Today is a great day. And speaking of honoring service members, why don't you join us at the State Fair today? We noticed yesterday when we were setting up today, there's going to be state police, there's going to be APD, there's going to be firefighters. Today's like the Honoring Your Serviceman Day at the New Mexico State Fair.
Yep.
I wish I had the official name, because it'd probably sound way better than what I'm saying.
I could look it up. We're going to be there between 2 and 5 this afternoon.
Yeah, broadcasting live.
In the rain.
It's going to be awesome. So come say hi to us, and more importantly, go hang out with some super awesome people.
Yeah, and just like Steve Bruce said, if you see somebody, like a policeman, fireman, somebody.
Go shake their hand.
Public service. Yeah, go shake their hand.
Don't rush them. Just walk up like a normal human would.
Be a kind soul.
Yes, there you go.
And, because we all have a lot to be thankful for.
Amen. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Trouble. Here comes trouble.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
You just sounded like that lady that always calls in.
Good morning.
Don't forget, coming up today, first day of Expo New Mexico. That would be the state fair.
Expo New
Mexico. That's the fancy schmancy term.
Fancy schmancy.
We'll be out there 2 to 5. Broadcasting live. Come hang out with us. Rain or shine, we'll be there. So...
Oh, yeah. We'll be there.
You can, too. It's 7:48 now, which means we got to take a quick peek at traffic.
Traffic code. Hey, everyone. We have some construction. 12th Street Northwest, Aspen Avenue here in Albuquerque. The ABQ, if you will. A lot of congestion on Paseo. Also, this road, which is Corrales Road. Or is it Ellison Drive? Lots of congestion around there. So... that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Harvest America. Sunday, September 29th. It's going to be awesome. Harvest America with Greg Laurie. Invite your family, friends, coworkers. See, Firefly's going to be there. Christian Asoy is going to be doing something. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Make sure you check out all the details. CalvaryABQ.org. It's Harvest America, people.
Harvest
going to be awesome.
America. I wish they would have let me make the song commercial for that. I would have been like, Harvest America, come to our show. You should be there.
Wow.
It's an event. It's free. Harvest Man. America.
You Snakes. Doing all right today? You feeling all right?
I feel good.
We got a big day. A
no,
big 2 weeks ahead
no,
of us.
No, we don't. I'm giving up on it.
The New Mexico State Fair kicks off today. We'll be rocking it out there. You, sir, are leaving yep. next week.
Yes, I am.
Go on a little mini tour, a couple days. Anyways,
so?
Just a couple shows.
So what?
Playing with Five Iron Frenzy and, of course, your band playing. House of Heroes playing. We'll be talking to Reese Roper manana. If there's anything you've ever wanted to ask Reese Roper, now's your opportunity. Studio at mystaticradio.com to email us.
I'm going
to
ask him why he wears that Venom shirt every time we play. With them.
What?
He has a shirt a lot like what you have on right now.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
He's a big Spider-Man fan.
Yeah.
Like, huge.
Reese Roper. Obviously, that's where his name came from.
No comment.
So, we'll be talking to him tomorrow. Also, on the show, manana.
Manana.
We got a big-time author joining the show. So, pretty excited.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, 9:15 a.m., if any of you have ever read The Shack, or if your grandma read The Shack, or if your mom read The Shack, or, you know.
Yeah.
Paul Young, author of The Shack. He's got a brand new book coming out. We're going to have copies to give away. We're going to be talking to him tomorrow
at 9:15.
The book's
called Crossroads.
See you at the crossroads, crossroads. See you at the crossroads, crossroads. And I'm going to miss everybody.
And okay. I'm going to miss them. Okay. What?
Sorry.
We can't just go into that while he's here. Fast forward to tomorrow. And anyway, this book was about the blah, blah, blah. And the
so he had the crossroads, crossroads.
And then you just hear him go, ugh.
Yeah, right. You think anyone ever has ever done that to him?
I don't. It depends.
I highly doubt it.
Depends
have you ever
on
seen this guy's profile picture?
Him. No.
Yeah. His latest book, Crossroads, it's the story of a driven businessman who falls into a coma and meets God.
Ooh.
Despite his great material accomplishments, he realizes his life was empty and meaningless, but now has an opportunity to revisit choices he made during his life.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to be interviewing him tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And don't worry if you have questions like, hey, what's up with the Aunt Jemima theology? I've got you covered, yo.
Yo. Wow.
I will be asking such questions as that one.
That one.
Static.
Yeah, I hope this new book by the author of The Shack isn't going to be as bad as The Shack itself was.
Yeah, so tomorrow's interview is going to be really interesting. I'll tell you that right now. I've already got a few lined up. Got a
few
lined up.
Hope you all are fair and truthful with him, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I want to try and be fair, because, yeah, I'm not going to, never mind. Yeah.
I mean, what else can you say in anticipation of something like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm assuming you've read the book as well?
No, I just read a lot about the Shack, and I've read excerpts of it.
You haven't read the book?
See, here's the thing. You can't complain until you actually read it, and then you can complain all day. I have the complain card because I read that book, and man.
I can't agree with you on that. I don't have to take cocaine to know that it's bad for you.
Well, we're talking about a book.
Did you just equate the Shack
and
to
cocaine?
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad. I put it in line with, I'm going to be honest, I put it in line with the Left Behind series. They're both works of fiction. Mm. Both of them, not necessarily right on theology.
But he completely redefines and rapes the definition of the Trinity of God.
Yeah. If you read the book, I don't know. I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I do hear what you're saying.
I don't know, man. I did read the book, and I never got the raping of the Trinity vibe from it.
It did, however, make me want some pancakes.
I mean, definitely there were things that were like, huh, I don't know about that, but... Redefinition raping of the Trinity might be a strong phrase. Likened to cocaine.
I don't know. Read the book of Galatians and see how Paul talks about false doctrine.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree with that. We're going to talk to him. Trust me. So
I mean, the Christian publishing world is small. I know someone who knows the author, you know, so yeah. It's kind of... very bizarre book, and hey, I think even Nate Heitzig didn't have any good thing to say really about the book either.
Right. Yeah. He'll be on later today.
Yeah.
9 o'clock hour. Good thoughts. Yeah, I actually talked to Skip yesterday about this very thing, because we're going to be interviewing him tomorrow. I said, hey, any thoughts, any questions? He had some good ones.
Good. It will be an engaging conversation.
Paul Gallegos in Houston, love you, bro!
Oh, gosh. Man. Oh, man.
Well, we got to take a quick break, and thankfully coming back 8 o'clock hour, which means Comics Corner, we can totally stop this train wreck that was tomorrow's interview. Just teasing what's coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's going to be awesome. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static!
Traffic!
There's a train wreck on the phone lines.
There's a train wreck on the phone lines, and it's heading for you. We have construction, 12th Street Northwest at Aspen Avenue. We have a lot of congestion out there today. It looks like where Paseo meets 25, a lot of morning time traffic. And behind that construction on 12th and Aspen, there is a lot of congestion. So you guys slow down, be careful out there, and have a good day.
Yeah. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
I mean, I don't know why I even looked at it. Like, it's morning time, so I know there's traffic out there. Why even look at it? You know? I know in my head, I don't have to look at the website to know there's traffic, would I look at it?
Can I hit the bumper for Comics Corner?
Let's do
and
it!
We just move right the heck on?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, nerds!
To the Idiot Mobile!
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them, because they're really, really cool, and they're really, really neat, and I get them every Wednesday, we can be a review of them.
Comics Corner!
Just do it, nerd!
Let's
Comics
do it.
Corner!
I didn't sing any of that.
You didn't!
Nope, I just looked at you the whole time.
That's okay.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it's already embedded into our intro, so you didn't need to sing it.
I didn't have to sing it because it's been pre-recorded. I knew what I was going to say. Ooh.
It is Wednesday. Time for Comics Corner. Where do we want to start?
Let's see.
How do I not have the music of music for what we're going to talk about today?
I don't know, buddy.
How do I not have the music?
That's all on you, man. That's all on you.
Ugh.
It's got to be in there somewhere, right?
Nope.
Well, what he's referencing, last night, my whole world changed.
Yep.
This will work. This is close enough. Because they announced that on June 12th, 2015.
2015, June 12th. 12 years to the day.
No. It was so funny. I got so excited. I was like, that's almost 12 years to the day. Because the first movie came out June 11th, 1993. And then me realizing that I'm an idiot who can't add or subtract. Simple mathematics are hard for me.
He's from Mississippi.
Yes. Nope. Nope. I was like, not 12 years. 22 years. Almost 22 years to the day. On June 12th, 2015, Jurassic World is coming out. That's right.
Are you stoked?
The fourth Jurassic Park movie.
Are you a little
this
excited?
This is why I'm excited. The third one was okay.
Okay.
I liked the second one. A lot of people didn't
like it. Whoa. You liked the second one?
I did like the second one.
The second one?
Yes.
With, like, the girl that does all the, like, gymnastics and kicks velociraptors in the face?
Do you remember what happened in the third one?
Yeah!
What happened?
Actually, I never saw the third one. I just know that it sucked.
Yeah, you don't have to see the movie.
I'm just kidding. I liked the third one. You didn't like the third one?
No, I liked the third one.
I thought
they
took a lot of great elements from the first book and were like, dude, there's some great stuff that we missed in the first book. Let's put it in the third movie.
They did that in the second one, too, which is part of the reason I liked it.
But the daughter, the backflipping.
I know, that was stupid.
So dumb.
Do you remember a movie called Speed Racer?
That movie was awesome!
Enough said. Anyway, this movie's coming out. The guy that's directing it, his name is Colin Trevorrow.
That guy. Yep.
Colin Trevorrow. Anyway, he did a movie called Safety Not Guaranteed.
Okay.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah?
He directed it.
All right.
And he's like an up-and-coming director. They gave him Jurassic World.
Wow.
The thing is, he's being super smart about it. This movie was supposed to come out in 2014. It went into production last year. And then the director was like, nope, script's not good enough. Boom, shut down production. So he goes back and he's going in and changing stuff, fixing things. And if Safety Not Guaranteed was any indication, this movie will be something cool.
Okay.
So I'm excited about it. Plus, I love dinosaurs.
Right.
You know, I'm excited about dinosaurs.
Don't go there. Don't do
it. I love dinosaurs so much.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Ooh, I'm teetering on the edge. I love dinosaurs. I love them. What's gonna happen? Anyway, June 12th, 2015. Super excited about Jurassic World. And it's probably just me. The most common thing you'll probably hear is, why are they making a fourth one?
Yeah.
Because as we know, Jurassic Park, my number one favorite movie.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have
needed. Yeah, that's your number one all time. Now,
they didn't need a sequel.
Let's talk about this. It's Comics Corner, and we're talking nerd stuff, and you want to talk about how movies came out in a trilogy, and then way later they made a fourth one, and the first one being your favorite movie of all time.
Oh.
Hey, it sounds familiar.
Yeah?
You see, my favorite movie of all time is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, yeah.
They made a movie after that called Temple of Doom.
That's
and then The Last Crusade.
Oh,
and that was it.
With Sean Connery.
That was The Last Crusade. That was the last one. That was it. Years later, Spielberg, isn't he involved in Jurassic World?
Producer.
He decided, hey, it's been long enough. Let's make a fourth one.
Yeah.
And we all know how that turned out. Has Shia LaBeouf been cast yet in Jurassic World?
Oh, gosh, I hope not. You know who I do hope gets cast in it, though?
Who?
Joseph Mazzello. He played Tim in the original movie.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah. The little kid?
Yeah, and I follow that cat on Twitter, and he is hilarious.
He was on last season of Justified.
He was also in Social Network. He played a small role.
Huh.
Blink if you miss. Well, I mean, he was in the whole movie, but it's like nobody realized.
Right.
Wait, that's the kid from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Jurassic World!
I am just trying to prepare you now, okay?
Oh, I'm prepared.
Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
There were parts of that movie that were cool. And then there was that jungle swinging scene. speaking of the girl doing the gymnastics, kicking the raptor.
Exactly.
What about that part where all of a sudden Shia LaBeouf was Tarzan? No training. No training required. He's like, yeah, I'm a kid. I ride my motorcycle. I'm a punk. Yeah, I'm a greaser. What's up? Wrong side of the tribe. Tarzan! Look at all these monkeys! Yes! Yes! What?
You are proving my point. Yeah. Exactly it.
I know. But who was in that? Who else was involved in that movie, my friend? George Lucas.
Yeah.
The Bane. of many a film's existence.
Truth.
So I'm gonna levy that towards George Lucas and not Spielberg.
What? Yep. You can't
straight
do
up.
That.
That just happened. Ugh. Look at the track record.
All right.
Boom!
All right.
Anyway, Jurassic World. I'm excited about it. What comics are we talking about?
Well, today we're going to be talking a little bit about, what's going on in Marvel and DC. Both worlds right now, craziness, crossovers galore. Now, for those of you who don't read comics, here's the deal. Every month, there's a comic book, whether it's Spider-Man, Batman, and then they decide to do these big things called crossover events.
Crossover
where you can't
event.
Just get that one comic a month. They need to make more money.
Yeah.
And so they say, hey, let's do this big X-Men event. And what we'll do is we'll make sure that you have to get every single X title, as well as the Battle of the Atom standalone titles themselves. So in order to understand what's happening in the story, you have to buy 5 titles a month.
Yep.
Well, that's happening right now with the X-Men. It's called Battle of the Atom, and it's really awesome. If you're into time travel, that doesn't make sense.
What is time travel?
Time travel.
That's ratchet, bro.
It's more of a crime travel, because this it doesn't make sense, but it works because it's comic books.
There you go.
Because the X-Men from the past are currently in the present, because Scott Summers in the present, who is Cyclops, killed Professor X, and they're saying, well, what we got to do is get Cyclops from the past to the present so that he can see how bad he's become, so that he doesn't become bad, so that Professor X never dies, so they get Cyclops and all the original X-Men from the past to come to the present, and then they see how crazy the present is, and they're like, whoa, iPhone 5S, that's crazy, and they freak out, and so then they run rampant, and they start doing crazy things, and so then the X-Men from the future, who have the iPhone 12,
that's right.
come back in time and say, whoa, 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 you don't even understand what you just did.
Whoa, 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 you don't have to press the apps anymore. You just think about them.
So, and somehow they're able to punch each other. Punch. But if you saw Time Cop a long time ago, you know that future self and the current time self can't touch each other, or else you turn into a ball of goo.
Or do they phase?
No, like, you can't do it.
Ugh.
But they do it in the X-Men, and it's crazy, and they don't turn into balls of goo, and somehow it works even though it doesn't.
Mm.
So that's what's happening in the X-Men.
Well, there you go. Everyone.
Woo! Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast. AstroZombies.com. Thanks to those guys for always hooking us up.
Yeah, totally. Also, continuing with what we've discussed in other Comics Corners, there's a big event also at Marvel.
Yep.
Called Infinity going on, and it is just, it's time travel, it's interdimensional / galactic warfare and
yep.
these people, and it's nuts.
Basically, everybody wants your money right now, and they're doing crazy, crazy, epic things to try and get it.
Yeah, they
because
are.
In DC, you've got Forever Evil, and all of the supervillains have taken over every book of the superheroes, and so this month, you can't buy Batman, you buy the Riddler, or mm-hmm. Joker, mm-hmm. or a lot of crazy books coming out with these 3D covers. We saw them yesterday, and to be honest, they weren't that cool. Those 3D covers, I didn't think they were.
You know
great.
What? They look better than I thought they were going to look like.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Because I was like, oh, they did it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it looked like one of those stickers that goes.
Yeah.
Like the little motion.
Lenticular?
Yeah, lenticular.
Boom!
Lenticular. Why didn't they call it that? Why didn't they say lenticular cover?
What did they call it?
3D cover.
Oh, well, because.
3D lenticular?
I don't know.
Wait, do they mean the same thing?
I don't know.
We need to look. I'm going right. to the depth. Maybe that guy will call back and tell me what lenticular means.
So that's Comics Corner for you.
Hey.
Yeah.
There are a lot of cool comics in this world.
Yeah.
And
Mighty Avengers number 1 released this week, new Avengers title, because 2 is not enough. They need a third. And actually, that's not it, because there's Avengers Assemble as well. There's Secret Avengers. There's already like 5 Avengers titles. But they're like, hey, we haven't used the word mighty in a while.
Yeah.
Let's go with Mighty Avengers and give Spider-Man, because it's selling well right now, his own book. And they did, and we're going to eat it up anyways.
Yep.
So what's another $4 a month?
What's another $4? Oh, no! Here's the thing with these comics.
Yeah.
If you read them, you're probably going to come up on some themes that you might not like.
Yeah, or understand.
Or understand, but I encourage everyone to remember that they are works of fiction, and you can use your brain to distinguish between truth and fiction if you really try. Or you could just ignore it.
Are we having a different conversation right now?
No, I'm talking about comics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, here we go. That is your week's Comic Corner.
Oh, man. Coming up in 40 minutes, Pastor Nate Heitzig joining us in studio.
Woo!
For Shock Therapy Live.
Shock Therapy.
Right now, some Hoyle. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Coming in strong. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Welcome to the show. Speaking of shows, coming up September 22nd, City Harmonic.
Going
to be throwing down awesomeness live at the Lobo Theater. Tickets available now. Check out details, mystaticradio.com. And dude, we've had a slew of questions today.
Slew of questions.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, and then right after that, Jars of Clay.
Dang, dude.
And then right after that, Firefly.
Yeah.
And it's a packed schedule.
And there's more shows that we can't even mention yet that we're not going to. So we can't even say Switchfoot yet.
Nope.
Right? We can't even mention
that.
Can't
talk about that.
Can't mention the Almost yet.
The Almost coming.
Can't talk about that yet. Mm-mm. So we won't do that.
Let's not. Let's go ahead to the next topic.
Found out that Steven from Amberlin could be flying in early.
What do you know?
Here they're playing a show in Albuquerque.
Well, let's not talk about it.
Yeah, but we can't talk about that. Okay. Can't talk about that he's going to be on the show with us. He's going to be hanging out with us. Can't talk about that. Or that Don's going to be here on the show with us.
Yeah.
Can't talk about that either.
We just can't talk about
it. What else can't we talk about?
I don't
about?
Want you to bring
we
it
We have our Share-a-thon coming up at the beginning of October. We can't talk about that yet.
No, we can't talk about it, even though it's going to be the super coolest thing ever.
It's going to be amazing. And if you love Static Radio and if you believe in what we're doing here and would love to support us, that would be a good time to do it.
Yeah.
Or today. You could do that today. Now, we got a laundry list of questions on Facebook. Do you want to go rapid fire real quick through our random questions, like the crazy posts that we've gotten so far? Ready?
Well,
set?
Go.
Go.
How do I request the Culture Shock again? I have a song that I think would be cool, and I'd like to send it your way. Send us an email at studio@mystaticradio.com. Include the song lyrics and why you think it would be a good song for Culture Shock.
Right.
That next one was, what's playing right now? No idea. I don't know when you wrote that.
check the recently playlist at mystaticradio.com. You can check it out there.
Ricky asks, please tell me Freedom Fest is still a thing. Ricky, that would have been in the past, last weekend.
Yes.
Or weekend before last, actually.
Yeah.
And no, it is not.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is not due to lack of support. So talking about supporting things you love, there wasn't enough support. Last year, actually, we rooted on cliffs as they did it by themselves and did not go well, I guess. And
nope.
So this year, there was no Freedom Fest whatsoever.
Freedom Fest is gone.
Also, you can thank everybody who realized the, if I just pay $1 for general admission, I can get in and still see the bands. And glad that worked out for you so well because it essentially killed Freedom Fest. Good job.
Now you can't see any of the bands.
Yeah, okay.
Mallory asks, what time is the interview with Reese Roper from Five Iron Frenzy tomorrow morning? Not that I wouldn't listen to the whole show.
That's right.
Now this interview is tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow. Wednesday. Thursday. Today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday?
Yeah, today's Wednesday.
What happened in my world?
I don't know.
Thursday morning, 8:30 a.m.
Mountain
Standard Time. So if you are in a different time zone listening to the app, and maybe you want to call in, or you want to Facebook or email a question.
Yeah, do it.
8:30 a.m.
Reese Roper tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to Reese Roper him into playing a show in Albuquerque.
There you go.
It's going to happen.
That's what...
Maybe not.
That's the secret. Nobody knew my secret ambition. Yeah. Nobody knew I claimed that. You don't know any Michael W. Smith songs.
I have no idea what you're doing right now.
Michael W. Smith, man.
I'm sorry. I didn't grow up listening to that stuff.
Gosh.
My bad.
Good grief.
Okay, what else we got?
That was it.
That was it?
That was it.
That was all of our questions?
Yep.
Okay.
You came at me like there were 1,000 questions and there were like 3.
Also, 9:15 tomorrow, we will be talking with the author, Paul Young, who wrote a book called Crossroads. Crossroads. We got to get that.
Got to
get that Bone Thugs song. We'll get it.
Yeah, we will.
We're going to be interviewing him tomorrow, 9:15. If you have questions for him, send them our way.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean it. We're going to ask him.
Yeah, send your questions in.
We've had some interesting discussions this morning about his first book.
Yep.
Moving right along. Hey, coming up at 9 o'clock, Shock Therapy Live. And guess what, people?
Guess
what? You get to
what?
Sit back and enjoy it.
Yes.
We're going to be sharing with you last week's episode of Shock Therapy Live.
Yeah.
In case you missed it, we're going out to the State Fair.
Yeah.
So we gotta head out.
The unfortunate thing about the State Fair is there is a lot of setup and prep time.
Yes.
So we're going to be doing a best of Shock Therapy Live. It's not live.
It's called Shock Therapy, not live.
Not live.
So make sure you check it out. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. I want to remind everybody about it and remind you that we will be broadcasting live today, 2 p.m. at the New Mexico State Fair.
Yeah, come
Expo
see
New Mexico.
Us.
We are on the corner of Heritage and Main right next to Baskin-Robbins.
Bring your poncho.
Yeah.
Bring your poncho and good conversation. Come see us at
yes,
the Static
please.
Radio Van.
Come hang out with us.
We're just going to be sitting there.
Always a lot of interesting people you meet at the State Fair. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm.
I can't. Look, here's the thing. I've never been to the New Mexico State Fair.
Right.
And I am excited about it.
Yeah. As well you should be.
I'm not going to eat any of the food because, as you know, my wife and I have kind of made like a personal commitment, and we try really hard to not eat any food that might have, you know, stuff in it or whatever. And that's just me and my wife.
Are you talking about stuff that's been wrung through the ammonia dryer?
Well, we actually do make an effort not to eat any of that, and a lot of ordinary food.
Yeah, you guys have
does
like
have that.
We don't get to shop at like we go to the normal grocery store, and then we have to take you to the weird hippie grocery store.
Or if I go to the normal grocery store, it takes me about 30 minutes.
Seven hours.
Yeah, I'm always like I'm looking at labels, and oh, it's got that in it.
This is us at the grocery store. We're like walking up, and I'm like, okay, eggs, cool. All right, I got the eggs. Oh, okay, you're still standing there. Okay.
Yep, still looking. That's me.
Okay, well, these are brown, but, okay, can you explain to me again the difference between grade AA and, grade A, and, are they organic? Can you show me on, Google Maps which farm this is from? How many miles away is this?
His name is Colin.
From?
He's from Aliki Farms.
Gosh, I wish I was joking, because it takes forever.
Poor guy.
I thought grocery shopping with my children took a long time.
Yeah. And then you
it
took this kid
It is way
along.
Worse with you. Because I'm just like, all right, well, here's some eggs. These look good. These are the cheapest eggs. All right. Oh, this is the store brand. I'll just grab these. Oh, this bacon right here. This seems legit. And I'm serious.
Oh, no, okay. I know. Well, no, the sad thing is, if Dawn was here, she knows. Like, she knows instinctively what to get
man,
and where
I'm
to go.
I'm going grocery shopping with your wife
the,
from now on.
The handicap here is me because
yes.
I'm like, wait, what is that? And then I'm texting her, what's this? And she's like, oh, no, that's like a you know, an ammonia thing or a poison thing. Don't. Okay. But that's just me and her. We make
Dude,
an effort to.
Eat, drink, and be merry.
Okay.
For tomorrow, you'll die.
Hey, man. That.
No.
Oh, man, I almost made a cocaine joke, but I'm just going to leave it alone. If you weren't listening, the cocaine joke is from context from earlier.
Yes, that was from earlier. Please don't turn it off.
Cocaine is not
just
a funny
listen
thing.
Listen to the podcast.
Cocaine is a much more potent thing than, I don't know, maybe reading a book. But it's a apples and oranges. Tell you what I learned today. I learned that I got to work, and there was a power outage.
There was a power outage this morning.
And I learned that you and Stever can team up and make things happen.
We really can.
You can get the app back online.
We
so
did.
That all these fine people listening
That's
have
right.
a chance to listen.
Yeah, if you love Static Radio, if you enjoy what we're doing, if you listen through the app wherever you are in the world, if you listen online and you dig the entertainment value, you dig the ministry value, if you just dig the challenges or just the fun conversations we have, please think about supporting us. We're a listener-supported station. We depend upon you, the listener, to financially help us out so we can keep doing what we love to do. And we absolutely love our job!
Yes.
If you can even call it a job.
It's a fantastic
It's more
job.
Called a hangout where we get paid.
Which is nice.
I love it.
Yeah.
Speaking of hanging out, I learned that day one of the State Fair is going to rain like crazy. So Woo! Please come hang out with us. And enjoy some awesome conversation. We'll be out there broadcasting live from 2 to 5, corner of Heritage and Main. So come see us.
I also learned that if I see a fireman or a police officer, anybody in like public service, I'm going to walk up to that person and shake their hand.
Absolutely.
Because those are the people that so long ago on this day put themselves on the front lines, you know, in the face of, I guess, eternity, basically, and went in, you know. And they helped out a lot of folks, and a lot of them lost their lives, and we need to honor that. So if you see somebody out there, policeman or fireman, go up, shake their hand, tell them thank you.
Booyah. Team Awesome Morning Party, check out the podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings. We are out.
Yes, we are. Again, we'll be at the State Fair this afternoon. Please come hang out with us. Somebody.
Crazy day, right?
It is a crazy day.
I can't wait to get off the air so we can just like laugh and like and hug like, it out and go, that happened, right?
Let's go.
All right.
Let's do this.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio.